You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Pastor Paul Esposito here. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your Tuesday to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We're tuning in today to WGOD. We're fine-tuning our dials, and all of a sudden we've dialed in to where God is speaking today. God's got a lot to say today in the Sermon on the Mount. We're in Matthew chapter 6, and there's so many topics here we could look at, and we're going to look at here on part two of this sermon that I just preached this past Sunday. Had a lot of visitors this week, people coming from the radio as well. I thank you. Thank you for coming out to Island this week, and I invite everyone to come out. If you're looking for a church home, if you're new to the area, if the church you're going to never opens up their Bible, friends, let me encourage you, and I do, and I invite you to come out and visit us at Island Community Church. Bring your kids. We meet at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island, Sunday morning, 10:30. Sunday morning Bible study, Sunday school is at 9:30 in the morning. We're doing, you know what to expect. You hear it here on the radio. We pull no punches here. As the Lord Jesus Christ pulls no punches, we're going to hear today him talking and preaching to the rich young ruler who went away sorrowful, and Jesus didn't even go after him. He didn't even say he was sorry. He didn't water down anything that he said. He said, here's the truth. Now that comes in with what we're looking at today. Jesus saying, you can't worship or serve God and mammon. Part two of this message. Enjoy now. Seek ye first.
And I can't wait to see what God is going to do to people that he's got their attention. They've got no choice but to pay attention. They're in jail. And I'll tell you what, like God's done for me so many times, God will turn bad into good in their life. He'll turn sin and turn it into something good because that's what he does. He turns your sin and your missteps into something good because that's what he does. His name is Almighty God. He'll take your mistakes and turn them around into something good. That's what he does. Have you ever realized that you cannot turn on darkness? Darkness is the absence of light. You can't turn it on. My advice is to come to Jesus and let him flood you with light. The Lord Jesus said, I am the light of this world. He who follows after me will not walk in darkness, but I'll have the light of life, John 8:12. John 1:9, he is the true light, which gives light to every man coming into the world. When you're full of light, there's no room for darkness. Darkness cannot exist where light is. It can't. Walk in the light. That's my encouragement to you today. Stay in the light. If we walk in the light, John said, as he is in the light. You know, John loved these examples of comparing light and darkness. If we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. I've seen some dark, evil people in my life. Funny, too, how some people live in darkness. They live in dark houses. They wear dark clothes. Other than Johnny Cash, they paint their walls dark, and they're full of darkness. You, on the other hand, are full of light, and it shows. That's why people full of darkness hate you, because of the light that's in you. They're jealous of the light. Others fear the light. Me personally, I love light. I can't get enough of it. Bright, cheerful houses, bursting with glorious light. I love houses and apartments that are white with all these windows, with a white carpet and white paint, and we'll open it up and it's just glaring, just white. It's like I feel at home there. White, light. You know, I found these other verses here. The Bible's got a lot to say about light. Listen to some of these. Psalm 119, verse 105. Your word is a lamp for my feet and a light unto my path. Matthew 4:16. The people living in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. Matthew 5:16, in the same way, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. John 1:5, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. John 8:12, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows after me will not walk in darkness. 1 John 1:5, if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus' Son cleanses us from all sin. Psalm 27:1, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? John 12:35, Jesus said, you are going to have the light just a little while longer. Walk while you have the light before darkness overtakes you. Whoever walks in the dark does not know where they are going. Believe in the light while you have the light, so that you may become children of light. Ephesians 5:14, awake, O sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you, or Christ will give you light. Luke 11:34, your eye is a lamp of the body. When your eyes are healthy, your whole body is full of light. Psalm 119, verse 130, the unfolding of your words gives light, gives understanding to the simple. James 1:17, every good and perfect gift is from above, comes down from the Father of lights. 1 Peter 2:9, you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. And at the end of the Bible, Revelation 21, the city does not need the sun or the moon to shine in it, because the glory of God gives it light, and the Lamb is its lamp. I'd say the Bible has a lot to say about light. What do you think? Just my encouragement to you, walk in the light. Darkness and light cannot coexist. If you stay and walk in the light as he is in the light, you're in constant fellowship with God. That's how you hear from God. That's how you get your prayers answered all the time, is by walking in the light. The good news is, if you find yourself full of darkness, you can change that today. You don't have to stay there. See, this is good news. That's not your eternal destiny. You can change what's inside of you. If the light in you is dark, you can change it right here today before you walk out of this church. By calling on the name of the Lord, replace the darkness with the light. Ask me about it later if you want to know. If you need help, if you find yourself full of darkness, and if you need help, let me know. I'll help you. Next up, who's your master? Verse 24. No one can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Now, Mark 10:17 says this. Now, as they're going out on the road, one came running and knelt before him and said, "Good teacher, what should I do that I may inherit eternal life?" So Jesus said to him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good but one, that is, God. You know the commandments. Do not commit adultery, do not murder, do not steal, do not bear false witness, do not defraud, honor your father and mother." And he answered and said to him, "Teacher, all these things I have kept from my youth." Then Jesus, looking at him, loved him and said to him, "One thing you lack. Go your way, sell whatever you have, and give it to the poor. And you will have treasures in heaven," what we've been looking at. You know, I didn't even see that connection until now. And then he said, "Come, take up the cross and follow me." But he was sad at this word, and he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. Now, Jesus had the ability, being God, to look right through a man and a woman and peer right into your soul. Here he saw a man that worshiped what the Bible calls mammon. It's an Aramaic word for cash on the barrel. Worshiped his money. Notice, please, Jesus' response. It says, then Jesus... So the guy sat at his word, and he went away, sorrowful. Then Jesus looked around and said, look at that. He didn't even get up. He didn't go after him. He didn't say he was sorry for offending him. He didn't water down the truth to gain followers. He hits you right in the breadbasket with the truth. And it's up to you, church, to receive it or reject it. He didn't chase the guy. "Oh, I'm so sorry you misunderstood me." No, here's the truth. Receive it or reject it. Then Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, "How hard it is for those who have riches to enter the kingdom of God." And the disciples were astonished at his words, but Jesus answered again and said to them, "Children, how hard it is for those who trust in riches to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to go through the eyes of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God." And they were greatly astonished, said among themselves, "Well, who then can be saved?" But Jesus looked at him and said, "With men it is impossible, but not with God. For with God, all things are possible."
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
You are listening to WMIE.